This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the Anarchist's Guide to Surviving Coronavirus COVID-19. How about some advice for handling the pandemic from a different source than the daily news, doom scrolling, or even the embattled Dr. Fauci? I forget how I stumbled onto this, but I've been carrying around a copy for months of the Anarchist's Guide written by the Four Thieves Vinegar Collection, made available in mid-February 2020. The collective is named after a legendary plague cure and was founded by a mathematician in 2015. The collective lacks medical professionals and has been criticized by some for its biohacking advice, so don't try this at home without more research. And take it with a grain of salt, quite literally. But what the heck, if it keeps you out of the hospital, it might be worth a shot. Some of their advice is standard fare, like sterilize your disgusting cell phone and wash your paws. This guide, though, is interesting when it comes to things like how to care for someone who might be infected and needs to be hydrated. Here are their tips for easy ways to make oral rehydration fluids, which are better than Gatorade or coconut water. The idea is to take clean water and add some balancing salts to make it easier for the person to retain the water. Try to get them to take small sips very often, as this is the most efficient way to get fluids into someone short of an IV. Get distilled water, sugar or honey, salt, and baking soda, and if you want to make it a little more palatable, a little coconut water, orange juice, or mashed up ripe banana. So the formula for IV in a glass: 1 liter of bottled water, 4 teaspoons salt, 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, 2 tablespoons of sugar or honey, optional, 1 cup coconut water, fruit juice, ripe fruit puree. Start by adding the salt, but make sure you don't overdo it. It shouldn't be saltier than tears. Then add the rest of the ingredients. 3 teaspoons equal 1 tablespoon if you have one or the other. If you're working gallons, which are roughly quadruple liters, just quadruple everything. These are rough measurements, so don't worry much. Just make sure it's not too salty before you add the rest. Call me crazy, but I found that helpful. I'm not sure that I'm going to do it, even though I know people well who have a hydration problem on these hot, humid summer days, but I just might. I certainly don't see any harm to it, and it might help. It's not like the Four Thieves Collective is advising you to take a malaria pill or a shot of bleach, so we're on much stronger ground here. Just saying, just sharing. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.